welcome back to another episode of Skincare Anarchy. This is your host, Ekta, and I love the topic that we're going to talk about today because I think a lot of you can relate in terms of just some of the needs that we have. I think especially the older we get with our skincare options and what we do in the aesthetics realm for ourselves, you know, there's a lot of questions that I get through email from all of you about things related to post-procedure care and, you know, related to what to expect when you get any kind of aesthetic procedure done, so especially with injectables. So I want to introduce you guys to a brand today that has really kind of caught my attention, and I think they're truly kind of paving the path towards like a better understanding and a better future for this kind of care that we need in this niche in the skincare industry. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the co-founders of Victor Michael, Nadia Kozlova, and Shay Sim. Welcome to the show, Nadia and Shay. I'm so excited to host both of you.
Thank you, Ekta, for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ekta.
Yeah, and I'm excited. I really, really, like I said in the intro, I'm really kind of excited to pick your brain a little bit here because I don't know much about this area at all. And I can't wait to understand, you know, what you've learned in all of your years of experience working in the aesthetic industry and, you know, working around the injectable space and all that. So if you guys could maybe walk us down memory lane, either of you can start off and give us a background on what really led to the creation of Victor Michael as a line and also just the inspiration behind it.
First of all, thank you so much for giving light to this subject. We are obsessed with post-care and procedures that we offer in the skincare lounge and medical spa, essentially, in the Pacific Northwest that we have. And Shay and I have been in the industry since early 2000. We've literally seen the very first introduction of Botox into the market space. So we know firsthand the consumer space, and we've stayed in the industry consistency since that time. In 2010, we have opened up our own medical spa with three locations now, what we have in Seattle, Washington. Mm-hmm. And this skincare was created as a response to necessity from our customers that we worked with on a daily basis, preparing them for getting injectables, preparing what to do before they get these treatments, sending them to pharmacies to pick up Arnica or to pick up other stuff. And after seeing such an inconsistency with what's been going on and really, truly writing out everything on the sticky note of what the customer has to do, we realized that there's such a void in the industry. There's such a void in consistency of what needs to happen prior and post your cosmetic injectables. And it's such a huge space. We're so excited to pave the way for proper protocol and obviously for this amazing post-care.
I think this is a really interesting niche, you know, overall. So that's fascinating. I mean, what were some of the things that I guess you guys saw that really made you realize that, you know what, we need to kind of take this a step further and create a line? Because I know it's a very complicated space, you know, the aesthetic industry. I think a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions. There's a lot of questions around it. So, I mean, what was the initial spark that led to, hey, let's make a line?
This is Shay, and I'll take this. So as owner operators for, you know, the last 20 something years, we get to see both sides of the space, right? We're working in the front end with all of our customers and patients. We're also working on the back end with all of our providers as injectors or, you know, master estheticians or nurses, PAs. And the common factor when it comes to injectables is the downtime. Whether you're the consumer, you know, coming to us and saying, hey, we have to schedule around the downtime or the possibilities of downtime, redness, bruising, swelling, or I need to hide it from my husband, hide it from my girlfriends, or I have this event coming up, you know, you take that into consideration and then you take it in consideration of the providers. They're constantly, you know, giving instructions. This can happen. This may happen. As amazing of an injector as I am, there's always the risk or possibility of a bruise or, you know, something that can happen because we are sticking needles into the skin. And consumers will still call back the next 24 hours and say, hey, this is happening. Oh my gosh, I had a bruise or my skin feels so tender and sore. And it was kind of like this light bulb moment. It's like you're setting everybody on this rat race to, you know, like what Nadia said, pick up your Arnica and here's your ice pack, but don't do this and don't do this. And then all of a sudden, every year we're coming out with a new neurotoxin, a new filler, but nobody is talking about the conversation of proper injection health. you know, for the skin. And so it was just like, why wouldn't we create something that's going to benefit both sides of our industry, whether you're a professional or the patient? And it made sense because we just don't have anything. We have post-care for lasers. We have post-care, you know, for so many other categories in our space, but nothing for injections. And it was just mind-blowing that this industry, you know, is a multi-billion dollar industry and it's continuing to grow, but nobody is talking about what happens to the skin after injections and what are we doing to the skin? And are you going back and putting another vitamin C or a heavy peptide back on your skin after it's been compromised and it really just needs to heal and, you know, and rest? And so we wanted to really create something that wasn't just going to go after the downtime and everything associated with injections, but how are we going to benefit the skin as well? And so this is where we kind of created that category of not just injection health, but skin health and marry them together.
If I can just add a little bit, even on the physician side, like what Shay said, we all just collectively as an industry, day in and day out, have learned to accept all these amazing injectables that are coming, right? Yeah. But we also never questioned why a patient has to be walking around with bruises and swelling and all these fun things that come with these amazing procedures. And it was mind-blowing to see physicians look at this as a tool. We've created a product for our customer, but now we have injectors that are saying, hey, this is a game changer for me as well. I get to do better by my customer because I now have a tool to prevent all the downtime that's associated with cosmetic injections. I have something as a go-to that's so, we're so small skewed, right? We only have 2 SKUs at this point. And it's just, it's so convenient. It's to the point. And it's been amazing to see transformation of what we can do with injectors as well and really provide a tool for them. Because we all know, no matter how amazing your injector is, when you're getting your lips injected or some of the areas, you're just bound to have downtime. There's nothing that can be done with it. And they're amazing at their craft. And we wanted to provide the tool for them as well.
That makes so much sense. It's so fascinating to me that you guys have really taken the space head on, because I've always been curious. You know, I think a lot of us, we see social media and everyone's getting injectables nowadays, you know? And I think, Shay, I think you brought that point up. You know, I really see it everywhere. And I wonder, even myself as a consumer, even with my medical background, I always wonder, what is post-op care for injectables? Because they're, at the end of the day, you're still putting a needle in your skin, you know, and that's invasive. And so anytime in medicine, as anyone in medicine knows, anytime there's an invasive procedure of any kind on any level, there needs to be a protocol in place for how to handle things that happen afterwards. It's kind of a dramatic response because the human body's first go-to is, I don't know what the heck just happened, but let me just kickstart all of my healing mechanisms. I mean, you guys are obviously doing it, but for us to not have for such a long time, this like established protocol that's like sending people home with options, right? That they makes them feel like they're more in control, that they can actually rely on. I mean, that's huge.
It's been a game changer. If anything, when I go and talk to other businesses and different professional accounts and we're doing our training, the number one feedback that we get is that it changes the client experience. It changes the journey of injections entirely by just providing that tool and that safety net and knowing that the ingredients are also very clean. That's the most, you know, exciting part is that we didn't create something that is a new, you know, vitamin D or something else that people want to create. We're taking ingredients, phytoactives that are known to provide, you know, comfort for the skin, to help reduce inflammation all on its own. We just created a delivery system to take these ingredients to the next level, you know, and to know we're putting something into the skin that we know is extremely beneficial by just, you know, creating a better skin barrier function and reducing, you know, just everything. It's, I mean, all that inflammation that people don't realize they have in the skin. It's amazing on what this product does, whether you're injecting or not. And that's what we're also loving about this product is that even in between injections, it's hands down the products that we have, the serum and the mask, it is so beneficial even between injections. Your skin just feels good, looks good. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a valid point. In the sense of like when I think of post-procedure care in the realm of aesthetics, I think of things that are going to not only like heal you, but then more of like what's going to prepare your skin for the future too, right? I mean, most people who get injectables aren't just doing it once. They're going to come back. They're going to have to, you know what I mean? Like come in for a touch up or whatever it is that they desire. And it's not a journey that just ends at one and done. You know what I mean? So it's more of like this, also this conversation around, well, what can be done so that your skin is prepared and is at its healthiest state for your next appointment. And then what I see is we have skincare, but no one's really taking into account that most people who are in their like 30s or late 30s, you know, like my age demographic, we love skincare, but then we also want that aesthetic, you know, piece in our routine. So there's has to be like something that marries the two, you know. If your skincare is not conducive to creating a healthy barrier, I mean, I just can't imagine how you could go back in and get, you know what I mean, any kind of aesthetic procedure done again, because that would be, it's like inflammation on top of inflammation at that point.
Right.
So I want to dive a little bit into the ingredients, if you guys don't mind, because I'm really curious. You know, you guys have some really cool stuff, you know, in the formulations, and I would love to walk through that. Can we talk about some of the anti-inflammatory components that you looked at when you were, you know, wanting to formulate this?
Where do we even begin? So let's start with our serum. You know, our serum is called Hidden Agenda, and this is our pre and post care serum. This is what you're going to use to pre-treat. We recommend doing 3 days prior to injections, and then as many days as you want post, depending on, you know, what side effects that you have had from your injections. Now, in this serum, well, let's start with the base. So we have a proprietary patent pending complex. It's called the injection care complex. And in this injection care complex, this is the foundation of Victor Michael. The serum is about 80% of that complex. We have kept the serum super true and tried to what we're trying to achieve. And that is to really go after any type of downtime associated with injections, right? Mm-hmm. So in this complex, you have Arnica Montana, you have bromelain, you have dragon's blood and Babassu oil. Those four ingredients, all known for wound repair, to reduce downtime from redness, swelling, irritation, to just help, you know, with tenderness, all providing all the benefits from antioxidants and phytoactives. And what I love the most is that not only are we just going after inflammation and skin health and hydration and everything else, but imagine, I always try to bring this up because people don't ever think about this. Every time you're getting poked, whether it's Botox or fillers, and maybe you don't have any, you know, redness or bruising or swelling, but every time you're getting poked, you are creating micro channels of scar tissue in the skin. What are we doing to help soften that scar tissue? Because I've noticed over the last, you know, 20 years of getting injected, as I age, injections hurt more. And I'm like, what is going on with this? You know? And I'm like, it has to do with probably the scar tissue you formed after so many times of getting Botox. And what I've noticed with Victor Michael, especially with the serum, is that it lessens that tenderness with needles. And so we were diving into it and we're looking at the dragon's blood and how much it really goes into wound healing, and it actually goes in and repairs scar tissue. And I was like, there has to be some sort of connection there. And we're going to dive so much deeper into a lot more other clinicals that we're about to turn into. But it's amazing that when we did this 12-day market consumer study, one of the studies, other than just going after injection care benefits, was over 97% agreed that using this product alone changed their comfort while getting injections, that they felt less irritated and less tender to the needle. And that right there just said a lot. We're just so proud of those ingredients.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. That's a really phenomenal stat. Yeah.
So, you know, in the serum alone is 80% of that injection care complex. And then we added about two different forms of hydration, because we all know we need to replenish that skin, keep the skin hydrated, and more importantly, just keep it calm and soothing and healing. And then you have our Chow for Now, which is our post-care mask. And I mean, our mask is just absolutely like probably the best mask I've tried. And we tried a million masks, and I'm not
just saying. It's divine. No, it's divine. I will rave for you because it's really good. Like, it's not, you don't even need it. Like, even if you didn't get anything done, just use the mask. Trust me. It's, yeah, I love it. Like, masks are my favorite, like, no joke, guys. Like, it's my favorite category of skincare.
It was so fun when we were creating a line, and Shay was like, well, why would we need a mask? And I'm like, I don't know, but we just need to have a mask, right? So we had to make sure that the ingredients stay, I mean, the foundation, and Shay will talk more about this, stays the same, but the mask is truly a booster. And for like, it's such a game changer, and it just goes after completely different things when it comes to post injections. And we'll touch on it in a second because I know we're still on serum. So, but it's incredible.
So, well, finishing off the serum, like I said, was, you know, the majority of the injection care complex, which is 15% of Arnica Montana, also in that serum. One of the highest levels of Arnica you're going to find in a product. And we have tested it. It is stable and it is effective. It's efficient. You know, we took that serum and that took about a year and a half of nothing but case studies and taking every single submission and taking it back to our clinics and just testing it over and over. So, you know, feel, touch, slip, texture, scent, everything had to be perfect, but most importantly, efficacy. So, you know, going on to the mask, like we were saying, I'm not a masker, but now I'm sold. And I think this is one of the number one masks.
Yeah. No. And I wanted to ask you real quick though, before we do move on to the mask, because I know I'm going to stay on that topic for a while because it, you know, but the Arnica though, I want to talk about the Arnica because for everyone listening, I just want to help, you know, kind of educate our audience as well. Shay, could you tell us a little bit about this ingredient, like background, so everyone understands like why it's such a amazing ingredient?
Yeah. I mean, Arnica Montana, you know, it's been around forever. It's an ancient ingredient. It's an antioxidant, one of the highest antioxidants that's out there. With the phytoactives, you're not only just going after, you know, swelling, bruising, inflammation, but it really is an indicator to when you're going after inflammation, you are creating a better skin barrier function. And by doing that, it allows your skincare routine or whatever other products you're using to work better when you are reducing inflammation. And so a lot of people use Arnica, you know, orally, or they use that lotion. And typically in the last, you know, 20 years, we've always used Arnicare. And it's an alcohol-based product. So what are we doing to the skin in the back while, you know, we're trying to repair the skin? Well, we're stripping a lot of the moisture away from the skin. And so we wanted to make sure when we created the serum, you know, we used ingredients again to not only just focus on downtime, but also to benefit the skin. So Arnica Montana, you know, it's at 15%. We have two different types of Arnica through our line. And we really just wanted to make sure that it's not just a, you know, a side note of an ingredient. It is one of the actives and it is one of the highest actives in the serum. And you feel it when you put it on. It is, you just feel these ingredients. They're strong, they're high in actives. The serum you have to shake before use because the actives do sit on top of the product. We just didn't want to compromise it with anything that was toxic. And we really wanted these ingredients to shine.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I love that you used Arnica because it's never talked about in the space. Like it's never like brought up, but it is a very potent anti-inflammatory agent. So I love that. I love that you've used this ingredient. I think more people need to kind of read up on it because it's a huge game changer. If you're somebody, even if you don't get injectables, you have a lot of redness or inflammation. This is awesome. You know what I mean? Like it's going to really help you. Like people, I always see this like online. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but like people are like, oh yeah, I'm using eye drops, you know, to like reduce my inflammation on my face. And I'm like, oh my God, don't do that. You know, like because that's causing vasoconstriction. You know what I mean? So this is a really great alternative for anyone who is doing that, you know, like use the serum. This is going to help you a lot.
Well, but, and we noticed that a lot of other competitors, they have Arnica when it comes to bruising, but it's never their number one ingredient. It's always sort of, you know, 30 down the line. If we just spent so much time on Arnica and just really trying to do it right. Same like with Dragon's Blood, you know, that's it's a Croton Lichleri, which is just a tree in South America. And that sap itself, again, another wonderful antioxidant that has not been used in its proper form. And just combination of those two antioxidants are so powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is like actually really brilliant that you combined the ingredients the way you did. You know, you guys had brought up the scarring, you know, and that's all inflammation. That's chronic inflammation. And that's where I think consumers get lost is that inflammation doesn't always look the same. You know, it's not always just, oh, I have redness. and I'm inflamed. No, that goes way deeper. You know what I mean? So like, even if your redness goes away, you're still going to have inflammation deep down in the dermal area, and the, even deeper sometimes, you know, and onto the muscle and whatnot. So it's really important to make sure that we're consistently using anti-inflammatory ingredients in our skincare. So I just think it's brilliant what you've created. And I really want to highlight the serum, because I think that people really need right now where we're at, you know, as an industry, people need truly anti-inflammatory options that are not going to like shock their skin or something, you know, like I had used the analogy earlier of the eye drops that people are, you know, putting like little eye drops into their moisturizer. And I'm like, guys, don't do that. You know, don't do that. So.
Everyone's adding a new peptide, a new stem cell, you know, and everybody's just getting stronger and stronger in their lines, where we wanted to really keep it simple and to the point, and we know what ingredients work and just uncomplicate it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I love that, because it should be uncomplicated. You know, I always say like best science is the most simple. Like the human body is, it has found the most efficient, simple, to the point mechanisms to run it. So I feel like when we create products, we should mimic that, you know, and I really see that in what you guys are doing here. This is really cool. So I really, hats off to you for really putting that thought in and something that is truly meant for results. It's not meant to just be another fluff product in this industry. It's really actually meant for a real purpose. But I want to talk about the mask. I really want to talk about the mask. So can you tell us a little bit about the mask? The ingredients.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The mask is just cooling. It's calming. It's soothing. It actually has become one of the favorites of a lot of our injectors. They love to use the mask post lips injections. I mean, they treat the lips, they cleanse the lips, and they throw the mask right on for the last 5 minutes. And it just sucks the pain and the heat right out of their lips. And people just absolutely love that feeling. We're also using the mask to pre-treat tear troughs. You know, when we're going into like a lot more of the biostimulators, because it creates so much inflammation in the skin as they're injecting. So they pre-treat with the mask. Additionally, obviously we're asking them to use the serum previous, but we're talking day of injection. Our injectors are using the mask to pre-treat the tear troughs again, to reduce some of that inflammation so they can inject, you know, a better foundation. But the mask truly has been just a treasure that we have added to the collection. And, you know, you have the injection care complex, obviously, is the foundation of the mask. But, you know, we go into the kaolin clay, which is already just a mineral-rich, natural cleanser of its own. And it's soothing, and it just, it calms the skin, and it's a hydrator, which is amazing. And then we got to add these really lovely ingredients, such as like watermelon extract, which everybody knows is just one of those main hydrators, but also another antioxidant. Apple extract, which is a huge ingredient in a lot of skincare, from just, you know, creating a new skin barrier function in that collagen production. Ginger root extract, lentil extract, again, ton of antioxidants, B5, you know, vitamin C. We have a little bit of this amazing ingredient, the bisubulu, which I still don't even know if I pronounced that right. You know, that's a huge antioxidant and anti-inflammatory ingredient, and also an antibacterial property. So the mask here has a little more fun to it, but again, keeping the ingredients so simple and to the point, and again, going after the same type of side effects, but again, hydration and just keeping the skin soothing and calming. And we wanted to make sure, you know, Nadia's biggest thing was like, she doesn't want a clay mask that's going to dry the skin out, because who wants that after injections? So it was okay. Let's put our, you know, brains together. Let's work with our chemist, who, by the way, is one of the most amazing chemists out there. And it was like, we have to create hydration, and we need to create something that's going to make somebody feel so amazing that they're going to want to use that mask, whether they're injecting or not.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And you know, the bisabul, it's a really powerful ingredient. It's actually also antimicrobial, right? So it's really, really smart to have that in there, because we don't want infections. So that's really cool.
And also, just when it comes like on the summarization of the ingredients and everything else, what was such an interesting experience for us is we found this amazing chemist that we worked with. And we came to her after literally trying to mix things in the good old way with different ingredients, and going through a list of a number of ingredients that we'll be mixing up ourselves and trying to see what works and what doesn't. At the foundation of Victor Michael, There's injection care complex. That's our patent pending. We're so excited about it. And what we've done is, just like you said, it's combining some of the most incredible ingredients that are currently used, except we buy them in different forms from pharmacies, et cetera, your arnica, your babassu oil, your bromelain pineapple extract, and of course the dragon's blood. So it's important to say that we plan to stay so consistent with the skincare, whether the SKUs we talk about today or the SKUs that we have in the future, to focus on, to really have this at the foundation of each individual SKU. And figuring out that base that's going to give these four ingredients really an opportunity to do something so specific when it comes to post-care. I'm so excited that you're so into all these ingredients. And it was so difficult to make sure that these four particular ingredients are stable at the highest possible levels that we could afford to combine them together with.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you that. I'm glad you brought that up, you know, Nadia, because I want to know about the formulation process, like how long that took you guys, like how many iterations did you have to go through to get it right, you know, like, because I can't imagine this being easy.
Well, I think both Shay and I take an award for the most submissions we've ever requested. We have a luxury of course, our clinics in the Pacific Northwest. So every single submission was tested on ourselves. We would provide our injectors with the samples to test on the customers. Our customers were their employees. So Shay always laughs and says we would go in and be like, bruise me more today, right? Because we truly wanted to know, does it work? Because we knew that when you deal with the downtime after the cosmetic injections, this product either going to work or it's not, right? And the customer is going to be able, consumer that we're going after is going to be able to tell very difference if our collection is going to make a difference for their post downtime. So it was number of submissions. At some point, I think the chemist that we worked with, they're like, are you guys planning to launch or not? And we just kept on making it better and better. The most important thing for us was to keep even arnica, right? We have it at 15% in the serum and really maximize it. So we're not taken away from what these ingredients can do. And that was really difficult. That was an incredible process, obviously. And we have phenomenal products at this point, but it was incredibly difficult because you go after that sensorial experience. It has to have just the proper scent. It has to have just the proper feel. It has to have kind of like what Shay alluded to, is that we didn't want to have the clay mask that's going to dry out your skin. When you have injectables, it is such, I mean, for me personally, this is the most stress my skin is going to be, right? Yeah. And you go in every 3 to 6 months, you sit in that chair and you get the repeat of these services. What happens? Like, how do you take that product off? Is it going to irritate your skin further? How do you apply it? Is it going to feel good on your skin when you don't want to touch it? The mask itself, when we say that it literally sucks the pain out of your injection side, how are you going to apply it? What is it going to do for you? So really communicating and working with the lab and really saying, this is a different product. This is not just a skincare, right? This is dealing with that customer at the most vulnerable time when they don't want to apply anything, when all they want to do is hide because they're bruised, they're swollen, they have inflammation, they don't want to keep on touching the site. So it was an incredible process. And we got really lucky working with the people that we've been working with to really maximize on how these products have turned out. But Shay, how many submissions did we have?
Edka, we had 13 submissions on the serum and about 26 masks.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you guys really, you went in. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really neat. You know, one thing that it's coming to mind, and you had brought this up earlier, was the idea of bruising. You know, I want to talk about bruising a little bit because I think this is where a lot of us have that shock factor when we like look at somebody who's gotten injectables done and, you know, their face is bruised, you know, and that's a big question, and I think a lot of concern is around that, from especially in the social media space. So I guess one of my biggest question is, which of the ingredients did you guys feel was the most effective towards the actual clearing up of bruising? You know, because I know a lot of things are involved in the process of actual seeing a bruise come up, you know, like broken capillaries and whatnot. When you were approaching that one aspect, right, of like, how do we minimize bruising or like at least alleviate it a little bit? What was the ingredient that was like, okay, this is our hero ingredient for that?
Definitely 100% the Arnica Montana. Okay. And that was why we wanted to make sure we put a huge focus on that. And then just adding, dragon's blood, which is also a huge accelerator in just reducing, you know, those broken vessels. But then, you know, when we added the different ingredients like the bisabulu and the readiness, those all go after, you know, the blood vessels, right? And so we really needed to not just say, okay, let's provide an antioxidant and just kind of wish for a bruise to go away or to prevent the bruise. But we did focus in on ingredients that are also known to help enhance what we've already done to make sure that those bruises that do come to surface will either rapidly go away, right? Because you can't always prevent bruising. Sometimes it happens depending on people's diets, vitamins, whatever they're taking. So we needed to make sure we're definitely using ingredients that are going to go after a bruise if it does appear. And again, back to our consumer study, we were able to reduce any signs of bruising by 50% day two post-injections. Wow. And, you know, same with the redness and other side effects that we were going after. So bruising and redness was a huge target for us. And that was a focus.
Thank you for clarifying that, because I done a little bit of research in, like, you know, wound healing and stuff. And I think a lot of times, like, when we talk about wound healing, like, you know, outside of the realm of just like what we're talking about here, big conversation that comes up are resident macrophages in that area, you know, and macrophages are specific cells that help kind of clear up debris. The debris is what is like your quote unquote bruise, you know what I mean? So that they're mopping all of that up. But here's the cool thing is that what I've noticed just by reading the literature, and those macrophages need to be able to do their job. Meaning, like, if you think of like a traffic jam, right, where it's like all of these cells are there, and then you can't figure out which, you know, which cars are the ones that need to get through, like emergency vehicles, kind of, right? It's kind of like clearing up that space. So I find it to be fascinating that you have such strong anti-inflammatory agents, because I think that's going to, I mean, I'd be curious to see a biopsy is my point. You know what I mean? To see if like this really helps like resident macrophages get to the site of injury and actually aid, you know, like in conjunction with the products that you've made here, because I think this would help, you know, in terms of like them coming to the scene, doing their job and not being interfered with other things like cytokines, pro-inflammatory, like, you know, like storms that occur in wound situations. So it's a very fascinating conversation, I think, even on that level of like cellular biology, because it really, really strikes some interest for me, you know, from the immunology front, is how does this actually play into the whole overall role of how we actually heal?
One of the clinical studies that we hopefully will start very shortly will be more about how that's working on a cellular level and working with a lot of the bigger brands as far as the injection space goes, and just sort of working in tandem with them and how that is actually benefiting those products. So we're excited about what's going to happen soon.
Yeah, I mean, sounds really exciting. And I'm a huge fan. I'm a really huge fan, guys. You've created something really cool here. And I really, really encourage anyone listening in, if you are looking for something to, you know, really help your journey, whatever injectable journey you're on, wherever you're at in that journey, I should say, this is a great, great line. You need to invest in it. You need to take this seriously, because I really can't stress enough like how important it is to make sure your skincare is matching your aesthetic, you know, needs and the actions you're taking in that realm, you know? And so I'm a huge believer in what you guys are creating. And I really do cheer you on for this, because we need this kind of level of science. You know, it's come to that point. I feel like the whole skincare industry is coming to a boiling point almost, where we have to address certain niche, you know, topics like this, because otherwise we're just going to have a bunch of skincare that does the same thing. You know what I mean? It doesn't address the specific needs of what people need, you know, are requiring these days. So I'm a huge believer in that. And I really applaud you guys for your work with Victor Michael. It's a beautiful brand. You've created something really beautiful.
Thank you. We're really excited.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, you know, all this amazing information. I hope everyone listening in, I hope you guys learned something. I know I did. And I'm, you know, again, check out the brand if you haven't already. We will tag everything in the show notes for the episode and also on our socials. So make sure you follow along. But Nadia and Shay, thank you so much. It was an honor to host you and to learn from you today.
Thank you, Acta.
Thank you.